What about that thing that people use to, a little tiny whip that they use to beat, not beat their horse, but get their horse to go faster?
Just a minute. But I cannot think of the word for it. Old Patton used to carry one. Mm-hmm. What do you call those things? Swagger stick.
A swagger stick, okay.
I guess.
Yeah, that's good. I've heard that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. A stone that you would hold to in your hand to sharpen a knife is called what?
Whetstone.
And what about a bigger one that you use to sharpen an axe? Of course, you wouldn't hold it in your hand.
What do they call them? Grindstone, I guess.
Okay. The frames that they use to cut wood on, this kind of frame is called what?
Now you've got me there.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's like two X's with a on the lower sides, they're held together by boards so that you can lay a log across it and you can saw it.
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a sawbuck?
No.
About a sawhorse.
A sawhorse, yes.
Okay, you've heard of that. Have you ever seen a carpenter use a frame that looks like this that holds a board flat? It's an A-frame. So it's held together like this, but then it's got a board, or I'm sorry, it has a board that goes across like an A, and you can lay a board flat across it to work with it.
Sawhorse.
You call that a sawhorse too?
Uh-huh.
Okay. The buildings, the smaller buildings around a farm or a ranch are called what?
Sheds.
Okay. In El Paso, our houses are divided from, our properties are divided from one another by what?
Fences.
Mm-hmm. If it's, what kind of material is it made out of?
Rock, generally, in El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
But in Houston, where my daughter is, they're wooden.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so damp down there that the posts rot in the ground, and pretty soon you're...
Oh, and
fences lying on the ground.
And of course here you can get termites too.
But we have so few wooden fences it doesn't bother us. The termites can chew on the rocks. Each termite for himself.
What would you use to prepare the ground for a crop?
A plow.
Are there other implements, like tools, that you would need besides a plow?
Yeah, you plow it, and then you disc it,
mm-hmm.
and then you use a cultivator to put it in rows, and then you use a planter to plant them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is a cultivator the same as a harrow?
Harrow, sort of. Well, a harrow is a flat thing, and it has little iron spikes that go down,
mm-hmm.
and that flattens the soil.
Mm-hmm.
And then a cultivator is a little that it makes furrows that you can put seeds in.
Mm-hmm.
The plow now plows the ground up real big.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then you run a harrow over it to sort of flatten it out, and then this is cotton farms.
Mm-hmm.
And then you run the cultivator and the seed, you put it in rows with the little plow.
Mm-hmm.
And then you run the seed thing over it, and that plants the cotton seed.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of drags along the back and covers it up. And you're ready to irrigate. I've seen that go on year after year.
Yeah.